guess they're all backseated. Sermon from today is from Matthew 21st, chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 11. The last week of Jesus' life was both the shortest week of his life and the longest. It was short in that it started on Sunday, we call it Palm Sunday, with Jesus riding to Jerusalem on a young donkey with the colt of a donkey, to the acclamation of the crowd. And Jesus' week was only 6 days long, a too short week, but a week that would turn the world upside down. It was also the longest week, because the events of what we now call Holy Week are still reverberating today, still being celebrated 2,000 years later. The event of Jesus' procession into the city of Jerusalem is narrated in all four Gospels, but while the four Gospels include common elements in describing this event, some unique features are found in the Matthew text. One of them is that the text described Jesus' entry into Jerusalem as a big event for the whole city. His entry resulted in a great commotion among the people. The Matthew story ends with the question of the people in the city. They ask, "Who is this man?" And the answer of the crowd is, "This man is Jesus. He is the prophet from the town of Nazareth in Galilee." All four Gospels mention this event, but at first glance it seems a departure from Jesus' aversion to acclaim. Crowds spread clothes and tree branches across the road to show their admiration. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," they cry. Though Jesus usually recoiled from such displays of fanaticism, this time he let them yell. Today's teenagers often use the expression, "So-and-so rules." This means that their favorite personality or their favorite rock group is at the top of the charts. Humility, however, is not an attribute. It's all about the beat, the music, the charisma of the star. Today's teens wouldn't show their loyalty to their favorite group by weaving palm branches. Instead, they would shout, jump up and down, and dance. Jesus didn't appear on a stage. He did, however, win the hearts of the people. Matthew tells us that Jesus actually arrived on two donkeys. One was a mare and the other was a colt. The other Gospels talk about only a single donkey. Matthew, however, says that there were two. Most likely Jesus arrived in Jerusalem on a female donkey with a colt by her side. Perhaps Matthew wanted to give us a double dose of humility. On the other hand, maybe Matthew intended the two donkeys to symbolize togetherness. Besides, peace abides when God's people are together and live in harmony. It was no accident that Jesus chose to ride in Jerusalem on a donkey. Matthew made reference to the time that the prophet Zechariah proclaimed, "A king would come to you triumphant and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey." The donkey was symbolic of humility and peace. A king wouldn't ride a donkey, and you wouldn't ride a donkey into battle. By making his entry into Jerusalem, Jesus wanted the masses to understand that he was a person of humility and peace. Those who were knowledgeable of the scriptures would have understood his intentions. Some did not like Jesus' symbol of humility, and others weren't willing to make the connection. But for Jesus, it was the best way to make a statement that, as King of the Jews, he stood for humility and peace. In our society, we are conditioned and influenced to be successful, self-sustaining, and independent. Humility is not an attribute that would be among anyone's top 10 lists of characteristics. Humility is the quality of being humble, or it can mean that a person has a modest sense of their significance. Jesus did not present himself as a hero riding along in a limousine or as a champion in a ticker tape parade. He entered on the back of a donkey, a humble servant of God. There is a story about a little Swiss watch that was made with the finest skill and precision. But the little watch was dissatisfied with the restricted sphere of influence that she had on a lady's wrist. The watch envied the lofty position of the great clock in the tower of City Hall. One day, the little watch and its owner passed City Hall, and the tiny watch exclaimed, "I sure wish I could be up way up there. I could serve many more people." The watch's owner looked down and said, "I know somebody who has a key to the tower. Little watch, you shall have your opportunity." The next day, the little watch was placed at the very top of the tower. At that moment, the little watch said, "Oh my, I'm so small, no one can see me. My elevation has resulted in my ending." When we aspire to lofty places to achieve greatness, we lose sight of those we influence who are within our reach. In other words, humility rules. And humility of Jesus put him in direct conflict with those who were proud and hostile. Appearing on a donkey made him at total odds against those of authority and power. The crowd wanted a hero, someone to save them. They failed, however, to understand the symbolism of the donkey. The way to salvation is the path of humility. Several years ago, there was a newspaper cartoon that showed two fields separated by a fence. Each field was the same size, and each had much lush green grass. In each field, there was a mule whose head stuck through the wire, eating grass from the pasture on the other side, even though it was hard to reach. In the process, the mule's heads became caught in the fence. They panicked and brayed uncontrollably. They were unable to free themselves. The cartoonist wisely described the situation in one word: discontent. Like the mules, when we focus on what we don't have, we become blinded to the blessings that surround us. There is nothing wrong with desiring something, but to think that life is greater in someone else's pasture will just result in our being trapped. We have new life when we live with humility. Later in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, "The greatest among you must be servant. But those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." On Palm Sunday, Jesus is the perfect example of humility. Once again, humility rules. Amen.